Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, August the 12th, 2022. Do want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Saturday, August 13th, is the Cornhole Tournament over in Caledonia at the Steve Young Memorial FOP Lodge. If you're interested in registration, call 740-251-7437. It's a $20 player blind draw double elimination, 75% payout, and the bags fly at noon with an 11 a.m. check-in. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, I called that McCurdy, and he says he just does sports. But he gave me Blanca's number, and I called and left a message, but I called the newsroom at the Marion Star. They're not set up to take calls. And then I called advertising, and they're not available. And then there was a number classified. So finally, after a few calls, I pushed a number there, and I got a live person. And so she sent me over to Blanca, and she had the same number that I have here for Marion. So I don't know if she sent me a different number, but that McCurdy told me that they all work from home.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so Lanka, I left him two messages, so he probably won't call me till maybe Monday. So then if anything happens, I'll let you know. But I didn't know, did you want to do like an interview with the Star?
Well, I mean, if they wanted to, I would do that.
Well, see, I told her, I said, I don't know what to do. I said, I don't know if it's, because that Lanka will know if an interview or what. I said, I don't know, you know, what he can do and stuff. So if you'd be interested in that, I'll mention that to him when he calls me, because I'll be leaving here and I don't answer the phone. So it'll probably be Monday before I even know anything, or Tuesday.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
So you do an interview if he...
Yeah,
I mean, write up in the paper.
But it might be more interesting to hear from people who are interested in keeping the station on the air, if that's the story. I mean, I think that would be probably better than me doing an interview.
Well, because I asked her, I said, you know, I don't know how to do it, if you'd want to. She said, yeah, we could put something in the paper. And I said, well, you mean like an interview or what? So I don't know what. Just, I can write it by you, and then you just, whatever you want to decide to do.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Goodbye.
All right, well, there you go. There's an update on the petition possibly being circulated. That's very, very nice. You like to hear stuff like that. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Would it be play tennis?
Not play tennis, but that's very close. That falls under the heading of what we're looking for. All right, the category we're in, by the way, what are things you stop doing as you grow older? Now, playing tennis is very close. It kind of falls under the same heading of what we're talking about here. So, we've got that answer, which we have not gotten yet. And we've got... let's see here. The first three answers really have to do more with things a child would stop doing as they got older. Now, remember, we've got the free breadsticks from Pizza Hut to give away today, the 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King, which, if you've ever been there, you know those are pricey, so that's a good gift, and the triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut, and we'll do those drawings before 1 o'clock today. We've got Trish, Judy Cressup, Lee, Diane, all in the competition so far, and if you'd like to enter, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
is it just play sports in general instead of a specific sport?
That is it. Playing sports in general. Got you in there, Trish.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right, Trish is in again. Yeah, playing sports in general, one of the answers today. Now, all the other answers in this category, things you stop doing as you grow older, have more to do with, like, a baby as they get older into adulthood, like, you know, teenager. So that's where that would be. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we're going to do these drawings before the time is up today. Now, I'll tell you, it was kind of interesting. We got a call just a few minutes ago, but also got one earlier. One of our listeners apparently wants to petition the FCC to keep us on the airwave. So she called in and gave a telephone number, 1-888-225-5322. She called the FCC. That's the number you would call, or you could write them, FCC Headquarters /petition, 45 L Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20554. Go ahead, caller.
How about sucking your thumb?
Sucking your thumb, number one answer on the list. Who do we have here?
My name's Brenda.
All right, Brenda, we got you in today. Thank you. And joining us here in the studio, we're so glad to have her, which, by the way, you can hear her show, which has been on the station here for 8.5 years in its new time slot, Wednesday and Thursday between 10 a.m. and 12 noon, Voice of the People. Linda Sims in the studio with us. Linda, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Doing good. Another day of fun here at WWGH.
I see.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there?
Playing with toys.
Let's see. No playing with toys. So what's new in your world, Linda? How are you liking the new time slot?
Trying to get used to it.
It's different. I heard the interview yesterday you were doing with, what's her name?
Marie.
Now, she was saying some very interesting things, I thought, yesterday.
She was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, what did you take away from that interview yesterday?
A lot. People in pain, people going through health challenges, and being alone, because she lost her husband not too long ago, and people are just in need and suffering and comfort. They just need that, you know, and know that somebody loves them. She was expressing the need of just having a hug, you know, from somebody. And, I mean, we're all human. And love makes the world go round, right?
Well, and on Wednesday, you had Jeff Porter on.
Oh, yeah.
Who just came back from some serious health concerns.
Yes. We didn't think he was going to make it, nor did he. You know, he was at the point where he wanted to give up. And I said, well, we need you back on the radio. You know, I kept pushing him, you know. So, and he stayed in the hospital a month.
So it was all dealing with a heart issue.
Yes, heart, what they call that, congestive heart failure.
That is rough.
And his body had built up all that fluid, you know, so I didn't even recognize him when he came. He's lost close to 100 pounds.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Just from draining the fluid off.
Yes, just by fluid.
That is something. Go ahead, caller.
Going to school.
Not on the list, but a good guess. Good guesses here this morning. You know, everybody wants the food. We all love to eat.
Yes, we do.
Nobody doesn't like to eat.
That's right.
It's, it was so nice this morning to get this phone call from a listener who apparently called the FCC.
Okay.
She does not want to hear us go off the air, so she got their phone number and got their address and wanted to share that with the listening audience this morning.
That's great.
Any help at all we can take,
we'll take. Yes,
you know, as I say, as station personnel, we would never encourage that. But if somebody wants to do it, they're more than welcome. We wouldn't stop them. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
How about sucking your thumb or fingers?
We got sucking your thumb. That was number one.
Thanks.
But did the gentleman ever get a hold of you who was trying to call your show the other day?
No, because when someone calls in, then the lines are tied up, right?
So, oh, that's right. You had her.
I did explain that, and I did apologize for that, and I'm going to try to have more in-house guests, you know. But, you know, because of COVID, a lot of people had started to call in and got comfortable with it. So I And I had to also explain to them I have to revamp my show. You know, it's a new time slot, you know.
Did you get in touch with Fred Malone?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
And he going to be a regular?
Next month, yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. He's fascinating with all the history of Marion.
I love
and
that.
All the things that can be told, because we do have a lot of history here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You know, I started this morning, a gentleman called in and was talking about how they had that Field of Dreams game yesterday with the Reds and the Cubs. And I said, you know, why has a movie never been made about President Harding?
I don't know.
He had a very sordid life.
Yes, he did. Yes, he
make
did.
For a good Lifetime movie.
Oh, yes, it would.
Go ahead, Colin.
How about Crawl?
Crawl. Let's see here. No crawling, but a good guess. No, the category is things you stop doing as you get older. Now, basically, these last two answers have to do with pretty much like a baby to a teenager. Mm-hmm. Things you would stop doing in that particular way. A lot of interesting news this week. Of course, the loss of Coach Mack.
Oh, that was hurtful. Yes, it was.
Now, did you know him well?
Yes, he came to my baby girl's open house when she graduated. All my daughters had something. He was in the schools during their time of going to school, right? All of them, from my oldest to my youngest, and there's like 11 years difference or 13 years difference between the oldest and the youngest. But they really had high esteem for him. My baby girl said he was a great man. Oh, he came to my graduation party. Yes, and he did, you know, but he was one of those guys that's hard to replace.
Entrenched in the community.
Yes, very much so.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Growing in Height?
Growing in Height. Nope, good guess. Not on the list, though. I think it was last Friday, I heard from his son that he was not doing well.
Okay.
And then he passed away. 70. Young.
Yeah,
young.
My age.
Yeah, I guess he'd been battling cancer for 2 years is what I read in the paper. I don't know what type of cancer he had, but apparently it was an infection in the end.
Oh,
that.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
My condolences to the family.
Well, he was one of those guys, and not all teachers or principals are that way.
True.
Who went out of his way to really pay attention. Now, he could handle people.
Yes.
He had that, but he also, I think most people knew that he cared, and I think that's how he got that nickname, Coach Mack, because people felt affection toward him.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They knew that he cared, you know. And my second daughter was saying, well, back in the day, you know, he'd make you bend over and touch your ankles, you know, because he did believe in paddling, and you don't find that anymore in the school system, you know, because we're touchy-touchy-feely-feely now, and we don't want people to correct our kids that way. But those ways were effective when they were, you know, admissible. So, Coach Mack, he'll
good
be
man.
A hard one to replace, absolutely.
And it was on the school board up until, I think, January of this past year, you know, which is probably why he left the school board, was dealing with this illness. But a guy who started out as a teacher and then went on to be an assistant principal, then the principal, then retired, then came back as a school board member.
Yes.
You know, this was a guy who really was interested in Marion City Schools. And boy, Marion City Schools has been taking quite the drubbing lately.
I'm sure they have. I mean, they've lost a lot of great people that I thought that were very instrumental in our community, that really cared about our community and was doing all that they could to make the school system safer, you know, and want to draw more people there, you know, because we have also the computerized, what they call that, homeschooling on the rise,
yeah.
You know, and we have these institutions that have been rebuilt here in Marion, Ohio, and brought up to date and code, and who's going to be there? Will there be students there, teachers there? You had teachers resigning, and oh my, what's going on?
Well, that was the big news this morning, is that the head coach of the Harding football team, Demetrius Ross, resigns.
Such a loss.
8 days before the start of the season. Now, what'd you make of that?
I had a lot of things going on with that. I thought he was a great coach. He did. He had a phenomenal season, 7-2, you know, and which really turned not just the school around, but our community. It gave those kids more hope about, you know, being active in the sports. Even my grandson, he never even did sports all through school, except for when Demetrius Ross was there. And he gave him a lot of insight and a lot of encouragement, you know, because he, first time in sports, you know, you're dealing with being banged up in practice and things like that. But Jeremiah, he just blossomed his last year of school.
I would have to think that there's more to that story than we're getting, because why would you wait until 8 days before the start of the season to resign? Because it has really left that football team now in a pickle. A week from today, they have to play.
I know. And I can't even imagine the students, you know, they was reeling and ready to play under his supervision, you know, and our community as a whole, and, you know, the whole school system. So it just was not about him, I didn't think. You know, maybe I don't have a right to say that, but I think it was about all of us.
Well, it's fascinating to me that since January 1st through, where are we here, the beginning of August.
August.
We have seen the school board president of Marion City Schools resign.
Mm-hmm.
They had such trouble replacing her with another, that they had to go to Judge Fregali, which had never happened in the history of Marion City Schools.
Right.
That brought Tara Dyer on.
Right.
Then we saw the assistant superintendent resign. We saw the superintendent resign. We saw principals in buildings resign. And then 8 days before the start of the football season, you see the head coach resign.
Head coach gone.
Now, something is
not
strange.
Right, yeah.
Something, you can't just chalk that up.
Right.
Because it's happening everywhere. I don't think that is happening everywhere. The teachers are, the schools need teachers. I'm not saying that. But that amount of turnover in the board, the administration, the athletics department in 8 months, I don't know. What do you make of that, Linda?
It's hard to make anything out of that makes common sense to you or anyone. You know, well, what is going on over at the Board of Education, you know, and the superintendent, I even hurt behind that because I thought he was a good guy, you know. And he was a man of the community. He would come on this show anytime you asked him to.
He was great.
Yes, yes. And he was really working for the good of the students, which a lot of people don't understand. That's the good of our community.
Well, Tara Dyer came on this show, and she said when she was becoming a member of the school board that another school board member told her that it was his goal to get rid of that superintendent. Now,
and why?
Well, here's my question. I understand there's conflict with people.
Yes.
I understand that. But are we, is the school board really thinking about what's best for the kids?
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure what, I don't know. I would love to know more about this Demetrius Ross thing.
I would, too.
I think that's some kind of cursor as well as to what's going on over there. Because that's unheard of, 8 days before the start of a season.
I know. Oh, my God.
To leave. Because if you were planning on leaving, because the reasons he gave in the newspaper article were, you know, I didn't have the right balance of family and work and this sort of thing. But why would you wait until 8 days before the football season? I mean, he had to be there through football camp,
yeah,
recruiting last year. Why would you wait until 8 days? Something had to happen.
I kind of feel the same way, you know, because, you know, my daughter and I was speaking about it this morning, and we're like, Mom, you know, those kids were devastated. And, you know, even if he said, okay, I have something else I need to do, I have a higher calling on my life, I'm going to finish out this season, and I'm going to
that
go ahead
okay.
and do that. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? But to just drop everything like a hot potato, you know, it's hard to understand.
Yeah, it really is hard. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? If you do, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you want to talk to Linda the last couple days and couldn't get through, this would be a good time. And we still have our competition going on here. We still have two answers left in the category. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? We still have two answers left. We got sucking your thumb, partying, and sports. Two answers left, and they have more to do with, like, children to teenagers other than anything else. 740-383-9944. And remember, we got the food giveaway, Smoothie King, a 20-ounce smoothie, free order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut, and a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. All delicious items, so we're going to have three winners later on here this morning. And we got Trish and Judy Crisup and Lee and Diane all in the competition. Brenda is in the competition now, and we would love to add more people if you know the answers. 740-383-9944. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? That is the category. Now, Linda, you're on Wednesday and Thursday, 10 to noon, a good prime slot here on the station. You know, I was thinking when you started 8 years ago, I think you were on Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 12, same time slot.
Same time slot.
Except a little different day change, but kind of back to the old grind.
Right, back to the beginning,
Go ahead, caller.
Fighting with the neighbor kids.
No fighting with the neighbor kids, but a good guess. These two answers are being rather elusive this morning.
Okay.
Now, do you like Pizza Hut, Linda?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You know, pizza to me is really about the sauce.
It is.
A lot of people put a lot of pressure on the crust.
That too.
But I think the sauce is very important.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The right amount of everything. It you know, I don't like a soggy pizza, you know, but just the right amount of sauce, yeah. And I don't really like that really, really thick bread, you know, but if it has enough ingredients on it, I can deal with it, you know, so.
Well, I think right now people are looking for sales.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I cannot believe the prices of things in the grocery store.
Or the pharmacy.
Oh, the pharmacy. It's the price of meat. I do not know how people afford to have meat every night.
Can't.
I mean, it's unbelievable that 3 pounds of hamburger is now $10, $12, something
sometimes
like that.
$15
for 3 pounds of hamburger.
3 pounds of hamburger. I've seen it that, you know, that expensive.
Now, how can you do that?
You have to take it home and separate it. Put it in these little baggies, right?
No
heavy.
And
hope it lasts for a couple months, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to make a meatloaf, you got to have that much.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Meatloaf has become very expensive these days.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
How about jumping rope?
Not jumping rope, but a good guess.
Okay.
No, remember, the category is things you stop doing as you're growing older. Now, these last two are more about, like, a five-year-old as they get older.
Okay.
Like a teenager. That's more of what the category is. What did you do as a five-year-old that maybe you didn't do as a teenager? I guess there is one on here that you probably did as a teenager that maybe you didn't do as you got older. Let me give you a hint on one of these here. Well, we'll take the call, then we'll come back and give a hint. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Would it be using crayons?
Not using crayons.
I still color.
Yeah, that's right. That goes on all life
all
long.
All your life, yeah, I still color.
You know, they use coloring in a lot of mental wards to calm people down and refocus them.
It's soothing.
It really is. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say coloring.
Not coloring. Good guess, though. But yeah, I've seen people do that and bring pictures home from, you know, do we still call them mental wards? What are those places?
I don't know. I think they've, I don't know.
It's got a bad connotation when you say mental ward.
Yeah, it does.
I guess, I don't know.
Because you think crazy people. That's
you
what,
do.
You know, we grew up that way, and that's what it necessarily meant, you know. Until One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Remember that movie?
Jack Nicholson.
You ever watched that?
Oh, my goodness.
And everybody else was in there voluntary, but he had to be sent in, and he was the one that was really crazy, right?
Well, you know what? And what I have found, most of the people in there are just depressed.
Right, depressed.
They're not crazy.
No.
They're just unhappy with life.
Yes.
And
yes.
Boy, as your show's illustrated the last 2 days, that's not hard to have happen.
Oh, no. You can lose hope at any time of your life, you know, when things don't go the way you expect them to go. You know, we expect to be healthy till we leave this world, but that's not necessarily true, no matter whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, you know, and that's also a misconception, I think. I can't speak for everyone, but Marie Harrington was sharing that her sister loved the Lord and served Him and with all of her might and all these things, and now she's dealing with cancer. She's not doing so well, and she almost said, well, why her? But you know, sometimes God says, why not you? You know, I can still be God. I can still bless you, and I can still be with you until you leave this world. I mean, that's what He has promised. He has not promised us a gravy life, you know, that we'll never suffer anything. But He just wants us to know that He is with us through it all. And that's where our trust should be. You know, like some people say it's a God thing. Well, praise God you realize that, you know, because how many things are powerless in our life? We're just powerless over
it. Well, how many things, though, in life, when you're going through them, they're far worse than when you look back on them? You know, I have heard more cases, and maybe it's just because I'm more perceptive to it right now, of people with cancer as of late. I mean, it is unbelievable what people are going through.
Yes.
And having a horrible time of it, and it's very sad, and we all hope they get better, but I can see why people would feel hopeless and with lack of sometimes it's energy, sometimes it's very hard for people to understand what you're going through.
That's true.
I mean, they can guess, and they can say, well, you know, I mean, you had a bout with cancer.
Yes.
I heard you say the other day on your show that you did not want to tell your kids.
No, I didn't.
But you ended up doing it.
Yes, because I felt that the Lord was saying that was a sense of pride. Like, who am I to get cancer and tell my kids that, you know, I might be dying? It's something that I had no power over, and maybe I did, you know, but I didn't know that. How many people know they're going to get cancer? You know what I'm saying? So, but once I released that, I felt better, and it gave them a chance to lift me up in prayer, you know, and that's what a lot of times we just need, empathy from other people, you know, to go to the Lord on our behalf, just like people trying to go to the FCC on our behalf, which is a great thing. You don't really have to ask for that, but they're empathetic to what we're going through, you know.
Well, I also think, and what I have learned, especially with illness, is attitude.
Yes.
Because attitude is very important. If you get depressed and think, I can't do this, I can't do that, I'm going to be sick like this every day, that will take its toll, and you will give up.
And it will happen.
It will happen.
You will feel no better.
That's
you
right.
You will do no better because you've already defeated yourself.
The mind is very powerful.
Isn't it?
And I think people forget that.
Yes, they do.
Now, it was interesting when you were telling that story about not wanting to tell your kids, because I think you had told me one time that your father passed away of cancer.
Yes.
And never told anybody.
No, we didn't know that he had prostate cancer. You know, when he had, and when we found out he had it, it was like in his later stages of it, you know. And he said, well, the doctor had told me I had 5 years, and that's about all he had left was that 5 years. And we're like, well, when did he tell you that? You know, so we're trying to go back. And a lot of times it doesn't prepare you for what's going to happen, you know. And it is a disservice, I think.
Yeah, you don't want to make it the focal point of your life. I think the reason a lot of people don't tell, there probably is some pride involved in that, but I think you also don't want people to treat you like you are dying. And that's very hard to get through people's mind.
Right.
You almost have to show them.
Right.
You know, they have to see you, they have to see that you're no different.
Right.
I call it the head tilt. When you tell somebody, it's one of the, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that, but we also don't want people to always think that we're so strong and we can do everything, we can handle everything on our own, because that's not necessarily true. Whether we believe it or not, there is a higher power, you know, and He is on the throne, you know, and He is our healer, whether you believe it or not. You know, and it's up to, life and death is in the power of his hand.
That's right.
And we have to understand that, you know.
And
Lord, if it's your will for me to live, I'll take that route, you know. I'm not ready to die.
But if not, you know,
right,
what can
not,
you do about
no,
it?
Right.
Go ahead, caller.
All right, going to preschool or kindergarten or some kind of daycare or something?
No, not going to school, but good guesses. But, no, it is very true that the fear of death, I think, is still number two in this country, right behind public speaking, which I don't understand that. But, I mean, nobody wants to leave,
no.
But we're all going to leave
yes.
at some point.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not,
that's
you're going to leave. Go ahead, caller.
How about playing T-ball or kids' games?
No kids' games.
Okay.
Nope. Good guess. They want the food.
Of course.
They want that delicious food.
Yes.
But here's the hints, because apparently these are kind of hard. Things you stop doing as you grow older. Okay. One has to do with your parents. What is something you would stop doing with your parents as you got older? The other one has to do with, you have to be a little older to understand this. This will be from like teenager to maybe in your 20s or 30s. Think of Farrah Fawcett. What was Farrah Fawcett famous for? Or Donny Osmond. What were they famous for that would have appealed to kids that maybe you would have done as a teenager but not done as an adult? So those are the two hints. 740-383-9944. Well, maybe those hints helped, and we'll get the answers now. Go ahead, caller.
How about showing public affection with your parents?
Nope, not public affection with your parents, but a good guess. You know, I was thinking the other day, my family has never been affectionate.
Really?
We're not huggers. We're not that way. I don't know. Just never have been.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, but it's okay, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Go ahead, caller.
How about not have to go with your parents all the time?
No, but a good guess. Not going with your parents all the time. I just think that some families are a little more affectionate than others.
Well, you know, my mother had given her away when she was very young. She didn't remember her mother. She didn't even know what she looked like, other than looking in the mirror herself, you know, at herself. And one day, I just felt like my mother needed a hug. I know I needed a hug because she didn't know how to, you know what I'm saying, interact after I got a certain age, you know. Maybe she did that when I was a baby, rocking me in the cradle, you know. But, it seemed like it released something in her that she held against her mom.
You know, it's interesting because my mother's mother, who I knew very well, mm-hmm. Well, you know, she used to come around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she
came around
remember.
Quite a bit. But she was not an affectionate person either. Now, I think this is where it started, though, because her mother died, I think, when she was 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a stepmother who she did not like.
Okay.
And I think there was never affect. I mean, because she grew up in the you know, dark ages.
Yes.
And in those days, the father was not hands-on. He was
no.
at work and doing his thing. And
yes,
that was her only paternal, that was her blood relative.
Mm-hmm.
So her real mother was gone.
Right.
Her stepmother she did not like. And I bet there wasn't a lot of affection there.
There probably was not.
So when she had her kids, she probably did not.
She didn't know how.
No, and I never saw her affectionate with her kids. Now, they all loved her.
Of course.
Very much. She was a very good mother.
Mm-hmm.
She just wasn't the huggy,
right.
kissy, you know, I love you type of person.
Right.
Which I am still not convinced, though, that that's bad.
Well,
I don't know that that's bad.
It depends. Because, you know, when I go back to what Marie was saying, she just needed a hug. You know what I'm saying? To know that someone really cared and was there for her, you know, and she could call on. Even though you may know that because it's like mechanics, right? We're just used to being like that with one another, you know. And my kids kiss me all the time. On my, you know, some kiss me in the mouth or my cheek or give me a hug, you know, even my grandsons, you know. But I had to exemplify that and show my mother that I needed that from her, even though I was an adult woman. But in response I got from her, she needed it.
Well, see, I don't know if I ever want to be hugged or kissed, but but I'll tell you, this is, here's a funny thing.
Scott.
I know. Well, here's a funny thing in life, though, is that people will say, well, I'm giving you your space because you're being elusive. Well, I understand that to a certain degree.
Right.
But would you ever think that I would ask you to come around? If I'm being elusive, I mean, I'm not going to call you and say, I'm bored, you know, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So if you're doing it to try to give me space, then it never happens.
Right.
You never get together.
True.
And so I don't know, that's the thing that I think is wrong.
Yeah.
When somebody tells you, how many times do you hear, I'm in the hospital, but I don't want any visitors? That's, they do want visitors.
Yes, they do.
If you come in, they are not going to throw you out of the room.
Oh, no. They wouldn't have told you they were in the hospital.
Right.
They didn't
that's
visitors.
Exactly.
Right.
You let me know where you were.
Right.
Okay. And same thing is when you're, who's going to kick somebody, a visitor, out of their house?
Oh, I wouldn't.
If you show up on your doorstep, what do you expect? The person's going to slam the door in your face?
No.
So that's, I think, more of that person's fear. Of rejection.
Yes, and that's so hard to get over.
Yeah,
rejection.
But you have to.
Yes, you
because
do.
Because maybe that person needs to laugh or needs to have just communication with somebody when they're going through something, but they're not going to ask for it.
Just think about how many people give up on life because there is no one there to talk to. There is no one to give a hug or to share, you know, feelings with them. Well, how you doing today? You know, there are people that leave this world every day alone.
Well, when I was going through my little episode this year, what I kept, and I kept saying it over and over and over, because the cards that people wrote and the phone calls that I got from people who I never would have gotten.
Right.
And the messages that people would send me. You know, I didn't ask for any of that.
But it was a great encouragement.
You loved it.
Yes.
You loved it because it gave you,
strength. It gave you strength.
Plus, it, sometimes it was people who you hadn't talked to in a long time. And it's always fun to get on the phone and gab a little bit.
That's true.
So, I don't know. This whole idea of don't visit, I think you probably should.
I think so, too.
But the affection part, I don't know. I'm still on the fence on that one.
Well, hey, to each his own.
To each their own. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I think it's because once you start doing that with certain people, then everybody feels comfortable doing that.
Yeah, you have a point there, too.
Yeah. And then you're just stuck.
Or can.
Yeah.
Some people feel comfortable like that anyway.
Yeah, some people just
and
like
some,
the
you know,
touchy-feely.
Some people you don't want to hug you.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Go ahead, caller.
How about watching kids' cartoons or something?
Yeah. No kids' cartoons on the list.
I still watch cartoons.
Yeah, oh, you know, I love Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
I think those were written for adults. If you listen to Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd, and there's some jokes in there that I think young kids would not get.
It went over our head when we were young kids.
Of course it did.
You know?
But now, we get it. Now, I think Mickey Mouse is probably more
the
childlike.
Penis.
Yeah. But Walt Disney's a genius that he made America fall in love with a mouse.
I know.
A rodent.
Yes.
Something mouse. We're all afraid
still
of.
Still today, Minnie Mouse. My great-granddaughter loves Minnie Mouse.
People put the ears on and spend all that money in Disney World and Disneyland every year.
Every year.
It's a thing. It's a whole cottage industry. Go ahead, caller.
Being needy?
Well, I think we're needy all through our lives. Not just to kids.
Some are, yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. No, the category is something you stop doing as you get older. Now, again, the hints here are, one has to do with your parents. Something you would stop doing with your parents, maybe as you would do like with your 4 or 5 that you wouldn't do if you were a teenager. And the other one, think of Farrah Fawcett, think of Donny Osmond, somebody like that, something you would have done as a teenager you would not do as an adult. That's the two hints. 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour in studio here with Linda Sims. And remember, we're going to be giving away free breadsticks to Pizza Hut, free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie to Pizza Hut, and a 20-ounce smoothie to Smoothie King. Go ahead, caller.
Kiss them goodnight.
Not kiss them goodnight, but that's a good one. Not kiss them goodnight.
She's trying really hard.
They're trying. They're trying to get in here. They want that food. And we've got enough entries, Trish and Judy Cressup and Lee and Diane and Brenda. But, well, we still got time for more entrants.
Yes.
If you can think of what you stop doing as you grow older. And you got the hints now. But, I think sometimes you have to invade people's privacy. Not overly, but just enough to say, hey, how you doing?
About you, yeah.
But then you also don't want to harp on any bad things going on.
Oh, no.
Talk about other things.
Right.
You know, don't change the relationship with the person.
No.
Go ahead, caller.
Have your parents bathe you or help you with personal grooming?
Not personal grooming, but that's a good guess. We got some people trying out there today. I know, you know, life, as we have said, and learned from your two shows the past couple days, life can be an uphill battle sometimes.
Yes.
What's Jeff's condition now?
He's doing pretty good. He's out driving around.
Well, that's good. At least he's back in the van.
Here. No, he has that little yellow car.
Oh, he's back. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
How about stop sleeping with your parents?
Yes, stop sleeping in your parents' bed. Absolutely. All right, we got you, Brenda.
Okay.
All right, now we're down to one answer. Now remember, think about Donny Osmond, Farrah Fawcett, maybe something you did as a teenager that you would not do as an adult. Those are the two names that come to mind. What were Donny Osmond and Farrah Fawcett kind of known for? I don't know if we even do this anymore this day and age, but this used to be very popular amongst teenagers. Mm-hmm. They did this. And then, as you get older, you probably stopped. 740-383-9944, if you've got the answer. Linda Sims with us here today. What was your favorite period of life? Has been your favorite period of life? Maybe the best is yet to be.
Yes, I think it is. I think I'm living my best life now.
That's important. Go ahead, caller.
Sneaking out.
What's that?
Sneaking out.
Not sneaking out, but a good guess. Not sneaking out. Yeah, I think whatever period of life you're in, you try to make it the best. Mm-hmm. Now, in hindsight, you might look back and say that wasn't the best. But, you know, you got to live in that moment.
Right. Absolutely. I really think that the rest of our life is the best of our life because we've been through many trials and toils and dangers and experiences, and we're supposed to learn from them, you know. Not saying that my life is perfect now, but I don't have a lot of stress and worries that I had when I was younger. My children are grown. My grandchildren are grown. Now I got great-grands, which is not really on me. You know what I'm saying? So that's a relief. They're on your heart, but you can pray. And try to give advice, you know, to their parents, but...
You know, that brings me up something interesting. Go ahead, caller.
How about scream and fantasize about being a celebrity or with the celebrity?
Well, it's not that, but it certainly has something to do with celebrity. If you had a favorite celebrity when you were a teenager, what might you have done?
Collect all their memorabilia?
Close. We're getting closer. It has to... I don't know if... Would we call this memorabilia? Maybe. But Farrah Fawcett and Donny Osmond were probably the most known for this, is what I'm saying here. All right, go ahead, caller. Oh, lost that one. Mm. Do you feel as you get older that your kids don't take your advice on their kids at all?
Certain things, yes.
Now, why do you think that is? Because you were their mother.
Right.
Is it just defiance or...
Things you didn't like growing up.
Yeah,
you know, there were certain things my mom did rearing me up, you know, that I didn't do with mine. I'm not going to do that with my kids. And that's how you feel, like, I'm not going to try that way. But sometimes you learn later that maybe that way was the best way.
Now, when your mother was giving you this advice when you had kids, what were you saying to her?
My mother would beat me, beat my tail for any little thing, and that's how I felt.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
Was your mother as, how old did your mother live to be?
62.
Oh, no. So was she around for your kids when they were young?
Yes.
Now, did she give a lot of advice then?
Yes.
And when she was giving that advice, what would you say to her?
Mom, you didn't give me that option.
Grandmothers are always a little nicer than the mothers were.
But you had to realize they're tired.
That's true. Go ahead, Colin.
Your parents? Rebelling against your parents?
Not rebelling. Good guess, though. Yeah, I don't know. What I've noticed, and then if you live long enough, if you're lucky to live long enough to where your grandkids have kids, once your kids become grandparents, then you really get pushed out of the picture.
Yeah, you'd think so.
You really do.
Yeah.
Because now your kids not only have their kids, but they have their own grandkids.
Yes, they do.
And you are kind of, I mean, you're still their parent.
Yes.
But you certainly don't get the attention.
I'm not so entrenched in their lives, you know.
Right, because how many great-grandparents are fully entrenched in their great-grandkids' lives?
And, you know, believe it or not, there are still some great-grandmas raising their great-grandkids.
I'll tell you something funny, and I've told this on the air before. My grandmother, who got to live to see her great-grandkids get older, she had 5 kids herself. She babysat all her grandkids. She had, how many of us were there? But a lot of grandkids, mm-hmm. from 5 kids. But when the great-grandkids came about, because she was the most, she always babysat. She liked kids. She obviously knew how to do it, had a
right.
lot of experience. But when she got to be about 70, 75, I remember one time somebody asked her to babysit a baby,
mm-hmm.
and she told him no, and I couldn't believe her saying no. And so when the person left, I said, I can't believe that you would turn that down. And she said, you know, she said, I'm not as quick as I used to be.
Right.
She said, I don't have the energy that I once had.
Right.
And I do take naps now easier than I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And if something happened to that child in my care, it would be all. And she said, I'm not going to take that risk.
Right. I understand that.
And I thought that was wise.
It is very wise, because I can't keep up with my great-granddaughter, who is 4, and I had last weekend.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's a thought.
It is. It is. And I can't deal with her like my daughter, her grandma can deal with her, or her mother, you know.
Right.
And I understand, yes.
Well, you know, but it's tough for people. I think it was hard for her to tell her granddaughter that she couldn't do it,
mm-hmm.
but she just was aware of her own limitations.
Oh, yeah. We have to be. We have to be, yeah.
That's a hard pill for people to swallow,
it is,
though.
It is.
As we go on in life.
Yes, yes. Things do change, though.
58 minutes past the hour here. Now, I'm going to try to give you Farrah Fawcett, Donny Osmond. Let's see here. Something you would hang on your wall. Let's go that way. What would you do as a teenager? That's a big hint. Something you would do as a teenager, Donny Osmond, Farrah Fawcett, that you maybe would not do as a young adult. 740-383-9944, and we're going to do the drawing next hour sometime, and we've got the triple chocolate. Doesn't that sound good? Triple chocolate brownie.
I haven't had breakfast, guys.
No, I know. It's to make the stomach growl. Our ultimate chocolate chip cookie, free order of breadsticks, and I always say, I've gotten pizza from other places and still went to Pizza Hut just for the breadsticks.
Right.
Or a free smoothie from Smoothie King, 20 ounces. That's not a bad size smoothie.
Oh,
go
yeah.
ahead, caller.
Movie stars hang on their wall.
What's that?
Would they hang movie stars on their wall?
Not hang the movie stars on their wall. What?
The pictures.
Yeah, the posters. Yes.
Right.
You got it, Judy. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So we got Judy in, and we got that category knocked out of the wall here. What are things you do as you grow older, stop doing as you grow older? Sucking your thumb, sleeping in your parents' bed, taping posters to the wall, partying, and playing sports. All right. Well, I think we've got that taken care of. We're going to take a 15-minute break here, come back. The next category, name something people usually do on a weekly basis. And Linda Sims will be with us for the ride. Maybe she'll do the drawing coming up. All this food to give away. Stay tuned.
In Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to. And I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds the kindness that you might think she would be.